Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Gene and Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Great show as usual. I have to say that, boy, you know what? Fascism isn't coming in on cat's paws. It's coming in like a steamroller, and it's right in front of our faces, and if people don't open their goddamn eyes now and get their butts out to vote these people out, because fascism, you know, creeped in Wisconsin a long time ago. And it came in on the backs of Koch brothers and Alec and the gang that got the bucks. And this isn't just politics like usual. If you guys think that this is politics like usual, you better wake up, because you don't have time to do anything about it. You know, I watched yesterday, and you know, we can call the Republicans, oh, you know, they do one thing and they say one thing and do another. No, it's worse than that. They effing lie. They lie, 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 lie. They do not care about people. It is so obvious. Yesterday when I watched those poor bats out there giving a talk on what just happened in our federal government that slammed the vets in the face, I cried. I thought, these people are suffering. They're dying. They were doing burn pits. If they were well healthy before that. Now they're not. They're suffering like a son of a gun. One lady was a mother to a vet, and her son was puking and having all kinds of trouble because of his exposures, and just sicker, just sick. And his wife was going to have a baby, and he died. Just a horrifying death. Wake up, folks. A horrifying death. And then she had to carry the baby that they knew was dead. And when the baby came, it was so deformed, they didn't even know, you know, they couldn't even identify all of the things that were wrong with it, you know, by pathogen tests and different kinds of things that they have, you know, that they look at tissues and things. I cried. I thought, what the heck? You know what is going on. Well, you got Ron Johnson, that scumbag. And in addition to that, and I'm sorry to use such terms, but I can't think of anything else. You know, they're lower than the lowest creatures in this earth. They're just putrid. So then, you know, they're voting on some legislation to permit and to fund some studies on what's happening to some people with COVID, that it's affecting them neurologically after they've had COVID, and some brain issues, cognition issues. Who's voting against it? Johnson. Johnson, the guy that you guys just love. Republicans, wake up. These people don't care about you. I'm sorry, can I just finish real quick? They don't care one iota. Not at all. Look at their voting record. I started to go through some of those people from the state of Wisconsin's voting record, Tiffany and those guys. Take a look, folks. It's really easy to do. You go to roll call, you look up those representatives' votes, and you see how they don't represent you. I'm sorry, Matt, I'm on a roll, but them vets, heart just cried.
Great. Gene, thanks for calling in. I love your passion. And I want to say what Gene is referring to is that a bill that passed with over 80 votes back in June, but as a revenge thing that the Republicans are doing to take revenge on Biden and Schumer, they're really stabbing America in the back and veterans, not Biden and Schumer. They then turned around when they had the one final vote on it, and 49 of them, let's see, they gave 9 votes to bust the filibuster, but not 10. So they let 9 Republicans virtue signal to their people in moderate states, and everybody else voted against it. They operate as a wolf pack. They operate as a group. And so vets, as a result, the funding to treat their COPD and lung cancer, and, you know, is out the window for toxic pits, you know, and you know, they go, okay, well, I don't see a bullet in your shoulder, so how do you say that it was related to an injury that was in combat? Well, because I was tending these toxic burn pits and with this and that. It's happening to too many of them to be a coincidence. And besides that, Gene just shared a tragic story about a mom's son who died a painful death, and then the little baby, her grandson, the son's child was born with many complications. I've known a few people who have died of COPD, and it is a horrible death. It's not a quick death, and dying, not being able to breathe, initially you get oxygen, and then you're trying to suck on a tube. It's a terrible, terrible way to die. And these are combat veterans. It's not right. I mean, you know, we're an affluent society. We should be providing medical care for COPD and lung cancer to vets who are exposed to toxic burn pits. The one thing, Gene, I'll disagree with you on, the group that took over the Milwaukee Bucks is a good group. Milwaukee Bucks, you know, Herb Cole sold it to these guys, and there's a couple of them. Aaron Rodgers actually has a slice. I think he has 1% of the Bucks. But they got brought a championship back to Milwaukee. You know, Milwaukee only has 590,000 people in the city and 1 million in the county. And yet we have the Brewers, and we have the world champion Bucks 2 years ago. The Brewers always come close to getting into the World Series. The Packers at one time played half their games, their home games in Milwaukee. So I'm very proud of that, very proud of Wisconsin. And this is it really is a good group. And I think they're going to be able to keep the Bucks in Wisconsin. Herb did it heroically by himself. He bought them back in the mid-'80s. And these guys spent a lot of money. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo has a very large contract, just like Aaron Rodgers. And frankly, they deserve it. It's a free market. And these guys deliver, and they get a lot of viewers. And so it's all good. But anyway, everything else that Gene said is terrific. It's absolutely right. And the Republican Party, and by the way, Ron Johnson did vote against giving medical care to combat vets who have COPD and lung cancer. He voted against it. So it's too much money. Are you kidding me? Do you know what kind of money they've been funneling? I said yesterday about this outfit. They gave $219 million in various states because they contributed $1 million to the Republican Party to charge government $235 a test for COVID. When the average is $125, and I know very well Milwaukee, you can go in a drugstore and get it for $79. So, you know, don't give me this, well, you know, if it's to go to anybody else, no, they can't have it. But if it's to go to one of our donors or industry or whatever, it's okay. That's really what's going on. It's just not right. It's truly not right. And Jean also in the past, and I think she agrees with me, why should we pay Gableman's fine of 98 grand, the taxpayers? Why should I pay that? Why should Gene pay it? Why should you pay it? Why are we paying anything? Why are we letting Voss stick his hands in the till without any oversight? None. No audit oversight. The governor, nobody. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.